This is Sportsline on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.
He breaks free. He's inside the 20, the 10, the 5.
A weekly in-depth look at the local high school sports scene.
Touchdown, Mercer County. Touchdown, Golden Eagles.
Sportsline is brought to you by your local country financial representatives, Tracy Bigham, Jason Potter, and Brent Bigham, offering insurance for your life, health, home, auto, farm, or business.
Get a launch of three at the gun. No good, and the Rockets have won the game. The Rockets head back to state.
By 6140 Running Galesburg, your spot for custom-fitted running and walking shoes, Hey Dude shoes and Birkenstock sandals, plus Red Wing and Wolverine work boots.
A three at the gun is no good, and this game is over! The Tigers have won! They're going to celebrate! Purple and gold converging on the Don Morris Gymnasium floor! Unbelievable!
By Diamond Ag, your local ag retailer supplier, built from your local specifications with locations in Alito, Alexis, and Knoxville.
She throws the first three in a row for Lockridge! The Rockets have won three state titles in a row in softball.
And by Dale Jones with Merit Auctions. If you have farmland or machinery to sell, call Dale at 309-299-6400. And now, from the Dale Jones Auctioneer Studios in downtown Alito, here's Jim Taylor and Ty Taylor with Sportsline.
It is the WRMJ Sportsline on a Saturday morning, a tradition that started back in 1979. Jim Taylor, Ty Taylor at the Dale Jones Auctioneer Studios in downtown Alito on a beautiful Saturday, Small Business Saturday. Shop the local stores here in downtown Alito, and we're going to spend the whole hour railing on the high school football playoff system as it relates to private schools and public schools. No, we're not. We're going to bring in a great guest today. He's the first media personality in the Quad Cities that's ever been on this show twice. Mr.
Is that
Big
true?
Pants, Matt Randazzo, I think, right? Ty Taylor. Ty Taylor lined this up.
Yeah, Matt Randazzo's the man. I just always feel so intimidated when I see him because he's such like a big, famous celebrity. And he's got a Detroit Lions hoodie on today.
Yeah, that's right.
I was going to wear an Alleman hoodie, but I figured that probably wouldn't go very well over here.
I was just going to say, you said that we're going to rail on the high school football playoffs, and we got two big private school guys in here today. You'll be defending the big, bad, all-tough Catholic.
I don't know about that, but the basketball coach at Alleman got me a Alleman Pioneer basketball sweatshirt last night. Ah, ha, ha, ha,
did
ha,
he really?
Ha, ha, yes.
Scotty Moe doesn't give me anything.
All right, so we have Matt Randazzo here. We're going to get to him. What are some of the headlines you want to talk about quickly first, Ty? Well, just that everybody's going crazy about the IHSA high school football playoffs. We'll get into that with Mr. Randazzo here too. But anything, you went to the game yesterday.
Yeah, it was just the thing that was too bad is because what the issue is. And I think like when you look at the private public thing, I mean, overall throughout the entire playoffs, the win loss for both when they play each other is pretty even. But just in the state title games yesterday, they were, routes. If you watch the games, like I think the scores were 57-14. Altoff beat Lena Winslow in 1A. In 2A, Chicago Christian beat Moreau Forsyth 47-0. 3A was 49-8, Montini over Monticello. And then 4A, DePaul Prep beat Mount Zion 40-6. And all four games were 40-point continuous clocks. I've never seen that before.
And see, I don't think there's an issue with the 4A margin of victory. I think everybody's mad about the true small school classes. But I will always back up and say Altoff set the tone yesterday with their behavior on the field, and that's what kind of set the whole private-public issue yesterday because people were mad about all their penalties and how they were playing on the field. But I will defend 2A a little bit. Nobody at Chicago Christian right. go into the state title game, and they won 24-14, I think, over Tri-Valley. Well, it was a two-touchdown game against Farmington, and I think two people in the studio had the Rockets probably beating Chicago Christian right. if they met in the semifinals. And if you go to 3A yesterday, if Byron stops the two-point gets the two-point conversion over Montini, it's Byron and Monticello playing for the 3A state title game. Right. And nobody's going to complain about that. And I look back, I think the largest margin of victory the last like 5 years in a state title game was Byron. And they beat a public school like 69-7. So I don't know what the answer is, but it's not separate private public. I never want to see that.
No, I think the issue is the multiplier process, because all four of those teams that won the state title yesterday were playing without the multiplier. And I just think, like, when you look at a school like Althoff in Belleville, and they're, from what I heard, their entire roster, they have four kids who live in Belleville, right? They have the whole Metro East area. The Hill kid who, going to Oregon, played in St. Louis for 2 years. Like, that's not a 1A football team. And, like, it just is really, it's crazy seeing the difference, like, of level of athlete, level of
size. I saw the cutback play on him. I'm like, holy smokes.
So he scored seven touchdowns. Yeah. And their offensive line averaged, as a 1A team, 6'4", 298, their five starters. And their number six lineman came in after a kid got hurt, and he was like 6'2", 320.
Jeez, man.
Unbelievable. So anyway, we can talk maybe more about
that
later.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break here, and then we'll get to the big celebrity in the house today, Matt Randazzo at Sportsline on a Saturday morning from the Dale Jones Auctioneer Studio in downtown Aledo.
If you have farmland or machinery to sell, call Dale Jones of Merritt Auctions. The Merritt Auctions team have over 100 years of combined experience in auctions and real estate to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Merritt Auctions specializes in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions. For a no-obligation consultation to sell your land or machinery, call Dale Jones today.
$15.29, anybody buy him here?
Hi, I'm Dale Jones with Merritt Auctions. Give me a call at 309-299-6400.
Are you ready for your teen to get their license? At Country Financial, they know it's scary when you see your kids back out of the driveway for the first time. If you know your young driver has the proper protection from Country Financial, it's a little easier. Contact your local Country Financial representative to chat about car insurance today.
In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham.
Or Jason Potter.
In Edgington, see me, Brent Bigham.
Policies issued by Country Mutual, Country Preferred, and Country Casualty Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Discover the Diamond Ag difference and take your harvest to the next level. Diamond Ag offers the top seed brands in the industry, including Midwest, Stein, Brevant, LG, and Zotavo. Their nutritionals and crop protection will keep your fields healthy and resilient all year long, and no one in the ag retail industry offers a broader selection of fertilizer products and services. Contact seed manager Brian Brooks at 309-582-4681. Diamond Ag, with locations in Aledo, Alexis, and Knoxville, deeply rooted in quality people and quality service.
Black Friday and Small Business Saturday are approaching at 6140 Run in Galesburg. And on those 2 days, enjoy 20% off everything in the store. Yes, you heard right. All the gear, all the essentials, everything you need is on sale. 20% off on Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. It's a great time to grab gifts or treat yourself while supporting local business. Remember, this offer is only available Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. So mark your calendars and don't miss out on 20% off savings at 6140 Run in Galesburg.
All right, Jim Taylor, Ty Taylor, back on the WRMJ Sportsline on a Saturday morning at the Dale Jones Auctioneer Studios in downtown Aledo. Matt Randazzo, congratulations on a great career in Quad Cities TV media. You did not renew your contract, still going to be involved kind of in your own digital platform.
Yeah.
Pick up the story. Tell us a little bit of what's going on.
Well, first and foremost, thank you. I emceed a banquet last week, and I introduced myself, and I just said I'm not retired, because I think that's the one thing I've been getting a lot of is congratulations on your retirement. I'm 45 years old. I have four kids that are still growing up, so I am in no way retired. But yeah, like you mentioned, Jim, it was one of those things where they got four kids, life gets busy, and it's something we've kind of talked about for a little while. I walked into WQAD in 1999 as an intern. And like, you know, people talk about the back of their baseball card and like you have all these places and stuff. And well, maybe you guys don't, but like you were kind of like me. But like my baseball card had four letters, had WQAD. And it was something where it was kind of twofold where, you know, I wanted to spend more time with the kids and getting off work at 11 o'clock at night and missing a lot of games and a lot of practices and not just sports stuff. That's one thing I tell people. It's not just my kids are very active in sports. None of them will probably be playing professional sports someday. So I don't want to put like that much emphasis on the fact that I want to get away to watch them do certain things, but I just want to watch them grow up and be more of a dad and be more active. And, you know, this business takes a lot away from you. So I think that was part of it. And then the fact that like, you know, local TV is kind of changing a little bit, and it gave me an opportunity to get out of my comfort zone. I always tell my kids, the best things in life you're going to do is when you get out of your comfort zone. And I mean that when I was going to WQAD for the first time and I was going to do my first sports cast and I would never want to watch it again because I know it was god awful, but like I was so, so scared. And like, I didn't think I'd be able to get up there and do it. And I did it. And I always look back and I'm like, if I didn't do that one thing and just get out of my comfort zone and do it, then 25 years of what I got to do is not happening. So you put all those together, it just became a nice, perfect storm where it was time to step away and do something different. That's the beauty part, is I'm not retired. I get to do the same things I love to do. I'm staying credentialed at a lot of places I want to stay credentialed at and do all the fun stuff. Just do it maybe at a better time on a different platform and all those kind of things.
So you're saying, what I hear then, long story short, you want editorial control on creativity and you don't want to be hindered by a clock.
That's part of it. I don't want to say that's the reason, but I said in a video I did last week on social media that local sports deserves 4 minutes, more than 4 minutes every night at 10:25. And just the way things are nowadays, they want it now. I think one of the examples I use is when Kirk Ferentz got suspended, which is hilarious to even say, Kirk Ferentz got suspended, but the first game he got suspended, and I think it broke, Scott Docterman broke at like midnight that night. And so we went through, and the next day I got a call from my boss, says, hey, can you do an A-block hit on Kirk Ferentz at 6 o'clock? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what do you want me to do? That's awesome. And they're like, just like 30 seconds. Give me the nuts and bolts. I'm like, we're 18 hours after the fact that it happened, and I get 30 seconds to tell everybody that it happened 18 hours ago. Or what people want nowadays is to be able to talk about it, to be able to, you know, expand on it, to be able to debate about it, all those kind of things. And that's something Dan Burrich is my mentor, and I grew up on KJOC. I mention KJOC all the time, and that's we just had somebody say that Glenn Cook's listening. God bless Glenn Cook, but that was one of the guys. That
he wants to be in this studio so bad right now.
Glenn, come on over. But it's one of those things where, like, that's what I would mow grass, and I'd listen to local sports talk, and I loved it, and that's what I wanted to do. And so I've always had that passion to be able to create a community maybe that can talk local sports. This show is fantastic. You mentioned 1979. That's the year I was born. And for you guys to be doing this show for that long, and that's what people enjoy, is for knuckleheads like the three of us to give opinions, and they can say how dumb we are or they can agree with us. But at the end of the day, that's something that they love to listen to and they love to take part of.
So media, you know, starting in 1999, how media consumption has changed, right? It's an on-demand type of society where you don't have to watch at a certain time. Because I remember growing up how, you know, you would watch local news at 6 o'clock. And you know, basically the dinner table, it'd be, you know, the network news at 5:30. And then I always remember growing up in my home, I remember Don Sharp always did sports on old WHBF radio. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a certain time of night because it always had that distinct music bed that they would play. And, you know, Don Sharp.
Yeah.
And you listen.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can get that information anywhere. And the one thing I've noticed here recently, and I appreciate it about the media consumer, they want substance.
Yes.
They want long-form conversations. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a huge Joe Rogan fan, but I like his conversations where he has people in studio and they sit and talk for 3 hours.
And it's not just Joe, because like there's a lot of them like that. You look at the election, and I'm not getting into politics at all. Both sides, some of the biggest stuff they did, they weren't going, hey, did you see the interview he did with Nightly News CBS? No, they go to the podcasts and they want to go to the places that more people are listening to. And that's what they are nowadays. I kind of said in I don't know, I've done so many stupid goodbye videos and all that nonsense, but you know, that you mentioned, I used to, and I'll make Ty feel old or young. We didn't have remote controls that we could just sit there and flip. So like I would run to the TV because it'd be like Don Sharp, and then I flip over to TC or Dan Pearson. And then I checked out WQAD and the Wild Man. I wanted to get as much as I could, and I'd get disappointed because I'd only get like 30 seconds of whatever I wanted to see and stuff. And Ty knows, one of the people that I'm super proud of, and again, I don't want to get too crazy, but inspired by, is what the View from the West guys are doing, and Mitch and Greg, because, you know, I always say, you know, we can get out there and get to as many games as possible. And that used to be a thing. Like, we used to like count, like, okay, I'm going to get this many games because they're going to get this many games. But if I'm just going to a game for like 45 seconds and like leaving and getting like, you know, getting a, you know, four plays, I can go watch it on YouTube now. Like, I can watch the games on YouTube and all those places and watch the games, and then I can listen to View from the West and hear from coaches and hear, you know, breakdown and all that kind of stuff. That's what people want more of than just to see. Now, our job was to put kids on TV. It still is to put kids on TV. So that's the important part. I'm not by any chance, I'm so proud of Cuff, and he's going to take over and do huge things at WQAD, and it's exciting for them, him as well. But, like, it is. It's changing. We kind of talked when we came in here, this mansion that you get, this palace that the Taylors get to. Yeah, man. It's beautiful. But, like, that's because somebody's putting an emphasis on local. And that's a beautiful thing, because that's probably not the case when it comes to newspapers, other radio, television as well.
So. I thought you were going to say that you were proud of Greg, but not Mitch. I'm surprised you gave him credit.
That's true.
But I was just going to ask you to kind of walk through what you're kind of hoping to do now on your own platform, because I don't think you've really explained it to our listeners yet, but just kind of what you're looking to do and like where you're going to do
it. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay, good.
No, I do. It's exciting. I'm looking at probably the beginning of January. We're going to launch. It's a daily streaming, I don't want to say podcast, just a streaming sports show in the Quad Cities. It'll be on our YouTube channel. It's going to be called Off the Air with Matt Randazzo. So the YouTube channel is up, Off the Air with Matt Randazzo. If you look that up, you can find it. Please subscribe, all that fun stuff that people do. But over the next 3-4 weeks, we're going to continue to pump out a bunch of content and kind of promote what we're doing. My goal is to take my kids to school at 8 o'clock, come home, go up to the loft. I've been told that Andy Say, our good friend Andy Say, made fun of me at a banquet saying that I'm starting a podcast in my basement. No. In my loft, much classier in the loft than in the basement. So, go on there at like 10 o'clock and have some fun. You'll see a lot of familiar faces from the world of TV or the world of sports in the Quad Cities. A lot of people have reached out to help as well. So, you know, talk sports from 10 to noon, and then it'll go to all the podcast forums that you can get. So if you miss it, you can go back to the YouTube page and watch it, or you can go to all your podcast venues and knock it out there.
So do you think there's an opportunity, though? Because I know what's going to happen, and I hope it does happen. Somebody, and don't ever give up control, though. This is me, like, being your agent.
I like
right
it. I feel like I'm in the dad talk.
Have
you heard this tone?
So eventually, I think I don't know how long it's going to take. We are going to go full circle where somebody is going to say, there needs to be more local radio. And you're going to see a movement. Now, I don't know how long it's going to take. And somebody's going to say, well, you know, if it's in the Quad Cities, I know a guy, I like what he's doing. And he's got this 2-hour thing he's doing. Let's get him on one of our stations. Would you be interested in doing something like that? I would say don't give up the control of it, and you say you can't say one thing, or do you just want to keep it? Because you can do it now where you have your own digital platform, and you can say, no, man, you had the opportunity to do that for the last 20 years. I'm doing this on my own.
You mentioned radio, but like anything, like it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm open to anything. What I'm not open to is probably doing a 10:30 newscast ever again. Right. Like that's probably not something that I'm going to ever want to get back into doing that kind of stuff. But heck, I mean, if somebody wanted to, if another station or if WQAD wanted to pick up a show that I started in a year and a half and said, this is great, we'll run it from 10 to noon on whatever platform they have. But everything is being pushed towards streaming. If you watch WQAD, they're pushing towards their 8+ app. I mean, everything is pushing towards streaming and wanting now. I feel bad for like my mom, God bless her, was like, I'm never going to get to see this. And I'm like, yeah, you are, mom. And she's like, well, how?
What's 8.3? I can't find the 1A state title game. But so as I hear you, the one thing that I think it boils down to, you know, doing what you did at Channel 8 for 25 years, and you did a great job. And in most people that are involved in Quad City media institutions, there's some real talent that's been there over the 30 years. You know, I've been back since graduating from college. But I know the aggravation and a lot of the talent is they know there's so many things they miss, especially from a TV standpoint, because you only get, you know, 30 minutes a day to tell news, sports, and weather. And then if there's a weather system, they got to file. They still have the triple Doppler radar.
I get it.
So is that one of the things where you think I have an opportunity to tell so many more things, and you can go a little bit off sports and do some other quality of life, right?
1,000%. Some of the characters and personalities I'm going to be working with, I'm friends with. I don't even know how this happened, but Pat Anger is one of my good friends. So I'm hoping to have him join me several times. And it's one of those things where just getting content and having fun and like whatever the topic of the day is, whether it's what's the best chicken sandwich or something stupid like that, you can have fun with those kind of things. At WQAD, we were super blessed to expand the score to a half hour. And then we expanded it to 45 minutes. And I think that kind of spoiled me a little bit because I got to see what we can do. And you're right. Like if I'm just, and I won't put any names on it, but if a coach retires, that's been doing it forever, we run over with our camera and we get an interview and then we come back and we put 30 seconds on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can call him and say, hey, why don't you join me tomorrow? We can talk for 20 minutes about your career and stuff. And that's kind of the fun thing. I love the fast pace and there's an adrenaline to it. You guys know doing this kind of stuff. There's adrenaline to it. And Dan Pearson created a monster because like what he did was awesome. And then he like, I don't want to say brainwash because that's a negative term, but like he instilled that to like people like Greg and myself and Corey, and we ran and did it too. But like that's, people don't want to see as much of like quick. They want to be able to see, they think that their game is the biggest game in town. We didn't cover Mercer County their last game. I'm not kidding you. I think it's the first time we didn't get to a Mercer County game. I can't remember the last time. And that's not, I mean, it was just simply, it was on an island. We couldn't couple anybody with it. It wasn't for much, all that kind of stuff. But the cool thing is what we've done with the score. With
everybody hates you in this town now.
I know it. I can feel it. I was getting a polar pop before I got here and I could feel the vibes. But then Zoom and what the pandemic did is, and I'm up there in my little loft studio and I'm kind of getting like very particular on like, well, if a guest is looking at me here, I should have a camera here. And I just forget that, like, that's not the case anymore. The pandemic made it where Zoom is a thing. The audio doesn't have to sound as good as this does because people do whatever. Right. And so, like, it just lessened, I don't want to say lessened the quality, but it gave people more expanded way to do media. And that was the cool thing. And so we're just going to kind of keep it up and run with it.
Well, I'm just curious. And it's something you touched on, like, there where you said, you know, some coach retires or something happens. We go over, do this full-length interview, and we run, you know, a 30-second soundbite, basically. And that's all we have time for. And like you said, you know, part of the reason is because you want to do something on your own is because you get like 4 minutes at 10:30 or whatever to and there's so much more you can cover. There's
probably people that don't love hearing that at WQAD. Right, so right. I'm not bashing.
No, I know, but I know it's not specific to there, but it just is how it goes. What it is, yeah. And there's just so much more you can cover than that, right? There's so much more going on. Yeah. So, I mean, how challenging is that? Because I know, like you touched on, like you and with like, you know, Pearson and those guys, like, you want to do so much and you have such a passion for it, but to be kind of constrained, just having to cut it down. I mean, I assume that's pretty just frustrating and challenging, right?
Yeah, it's always been. And that's just something we get used to and what we kind of get used to doing. And it's what happens is, and it's what Dan, I'm sure, did. And what the way Corey and I felt is that, and all of them, Jay Kidwell is fantastic and Joey does a great job at six. But like your name gets attached to that. You guys know it. So like, if you're not there, what do you do? Like, there's times that I remember leaving on a Saturday and my wife's like, you're not working today, are you? I'm like, yeah, I'm working. And she's like, why? I'm like, there's a game and whatever, and I'm not missing it. And she's like, what's it for? I'm like, it's a big enough game that like, I don't want us not to have it. And I feel like it's not WQAD that doesn't have it. I feel like it's Matt and Corey that let like people down.
Well, that's exactly how I feel. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It becomes, and this is not meant to be conceited, but you become the face of it. So like if you're not the face, if like a director doesn't, if the producer doesn't have it, nobody knows that the producer didn't have it or whatever, but it's like, it's what you've come to expect out of yourself. And that got harder for me because life was a lot easier when I wasn't married. And right. I shouldn't have said it like that. Let me rephrase that. Life is so much better now that I'm married, but beforehand I had more time. And then when I got married and I started having kids, it just made that battle and push and pull of like, I could go do whatever when I didn't have a family. And now it's literally taking away from one kid in order to go make sure I get a game that everybody else needs to see and stuff. So,
and that's where I say that if you do the job the right way, it's a blessing and it's a curse.
Mm-hmm.
And so the blessing by, you know, doing whatever you can to do it. So going above and beyond the call of duty. And I'll say a personal story. This happened several years ago and I was so mad. Somebody took me to task on covering an event one day. And it said, you should, we're talking inside baseball. You should be there. And I didn't push back on him. I'm like, well, you know, I didn't want to tell them, well, I have, you know, I had to take my youngest daughter to an orthodontist appointment. I'm a father too. Yeah. And I have responsibilities. And I'm like, you know, I'm so mad. But that's when you, when you show up and really work and show up at a lot of places, there are certain times just in your life that you can't make it. And people get mad about it, right?
No,
but you don't work. That people think you should work 24/7 sometimes in this business. Mm-hmm. And I do get sometimes frustrated where some people take the coverage a little bit for granted.
Yes.
Because you get paid only a certain amount of money to be on the clock.
Yeah.
But if you miss something, then somebody takes it. And I was so mad that day. I'm like, well, you got to stay cool. So I want to ask you, like, this is like inside baseball because it's funny. We get it here all the time with, why don't you cover this? Or you always talk about this too much. And we did, I told Ty this year, we did the, and I love the idea because we do the picks with the View from the West podcast mm-hmm. for fun, you know, each week.
We use that to gamble. Yeah. I hope you guys aren't having too much fun. that's why I could get out of what I'm doing.
Stocking sportsbook, right?
After I told him, I said, we probably should have a disclaimer on this and say, hey, it's just for fun.
Yes.
And of course, some people take it personally and get mad. Aren't you picking whatever? But anyway, what are some of the, you don't have to name names or schools or anything, but there's got to be some funny things where people are like, why aren't you there, Randazzo and Cuffler? You no good. I know you like Rocky over UT.
Well, I get the Alamon stuff a lot, and Cuff gets the Moline stuff a lot, and I understand that. Sometimes we get the Iowa-Illinois stuff. I get the Iowa stuff a ton. Because I'm an Iowa fan. And I can say that now after 25 years.
That's why
years.
Every time I hear him talk about Iowa, I'm like, that, no good.
No, see, because, hey, I'm an Iowa fan. It's okay. And, hey, I don't dislike, I'm not 12 anymore, so I don't dislike Illinois.
Right.
Like, some of their people are fantastic. Like, I was just on the way over. I was listening because the Illini game is going to be on WRMJ starting pregame coverage at 10 o'clock. How you like that plug?
Wow, yeah, that's a professional
I still got it. But Coach Bielema is fantastic, you know, and, like, the amount of athletes we've I remember one time. I was the Illini Caravan was in town, which, by the way, it should come in town a lot more than it does. It drives me crazy, and I pound that drum all the time.
So does my grandpa, who lives in Hampton.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense. There's good Illini fans, great Illini fans up here. And so they came in town, and Bruce Weber was awesome and did a sit down for our Sunday show. And we had a bunch of time in between, and he sat there, and we just had a blast. And we sat there, and I remember walking away going, I'm not supposed to like him. Like, I genuinely think he's an outstanding person, and I'm not supposed to like him. So I get a lot of the Iowa stuff, which is fine. Nothing, at no point have I ever led my coverage or if it's basketball season, I'm usually leading with Illinois. If it's football season, I'm usually leading with Iowa. If we have local kids starting for Iowa, I'm probably going to really. So anyways, I never looked at it and was biased about it, but that's a big one that I get a ton. The stuff that drives me crazy is the emails that you'd get that would say, like, you didn't cover this. And I'm like, well, yes, I did. And so you'd have to, like, get the link and send it back to them and be like, hey, here's the coverage. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the stuff that drove me crazy because sometimes.
Here are the receipts.
Well, they didn't know which station they were watching.
Yeah.
And so, like, I get it. Like, if I messed up, I'm okay with it. And I'll say, hey, sorry, we'll try to get you next time. And there's only so much time in a day and all that kind of stuff. But the ones that drove me crazy is the ones I'm like, no, you're complaining. And I actually did. Enjoy. Watch this. That's the best,
is when you can send it back. And like, actually, you're wrong. But thanks.
And you know what? The ones I like the most are the ones, and obviously everybody's going to like a compliment, but nobody sits. Everybody loves to complain.
Yeah.
They're quick to jump on a keyboard and type out 100%. A nasty thing. But very few people actually sit there and go, like, hey, thank you for doing these kind of things. So that's what I've really enjoyed is the ever so often you get an email just out of the blue and it's just a normal, just an reviewer saying, hey, thank you. Like you got this, whatever. And that's great. It's weird because you get complaints about some teams not covering them enough. And then they'll ask you to do their banquet video or whatever. And you'll go through and you'll get every single, like some of, and I never got complaints about Rock Ridge basketball ever. But like, I remember like putting together a banquet video, I think for Andy Say. And, like, I don't know if there was a game we didn't cover. Yeah. It was just, like, we've covered a ton of this stuff. So, and that's cool. I mean, like, I can't fathom growing up, when I was growing up, media coverage of that extent to some teams. And I think it's grown and grown and grown. And you mentioned it, and it's not to make anybody upset, but it's a spoiled community. It's not a bad way, but, like, they've just gotten used to a certain, you know, standard. And, like, that's what worries me, is that if things go down in a different direction that we have no control over, then that standard goes down and people don't know that. People don't know the cuts, the budget, those kind of things that you don't know. I can't go on air and be like, hey, the reason why I'm ending my sportscast right now is because I have a hard 4 minute out and I can't go any longer. So I have to kind of
right,
go with the rules and all that kind of stuff. But so yeah, there's always a complainer here and there.
Let's take a break here quickly, and we got much more to talk about, because I want to get a story, maybe like the Matt, you don't have to name the name, but like the maddest maybe some school or coach has ever got at Matt Randazzo. So think about that during break, and we'll come back. Great to have Matt Randazzo in studio with us as we're broadcasting live from the Dale Jones Auctioneer Studios in downtown Toledo.
If you have farmland or machinery to sell, call Dale Jones of Merritt Auctions. The Merritt Auctions team have over 100 years of combined experience in auctions and real estate to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Merritt Auctions specializes in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions. For a no-obligation consultation to sell your land or machinery, call Dale Jones today.
$15.29, but I'm here.
Hi, I'm Dale Jones with Merritt Auctions. Give me a call at 309-299-6400.
You finally have your dream home. Now you need the right insurance to protect it. Because when it comes time to file a claim, you don't want any surprises. Talk to a Country Financial representative to find out if you have the right protection. They can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs.
In Alito, see me, Tracy Bigham.
Or Jason Potter.
In Edgington, see me, Brent Bigham.
Home insurance policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Country Casualty Insurance Company, or Country Preferred Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Discover the Diamond Ag difference and take your harvest to the next level. Diamond Ag offers the top seed brands in the industry, including Midwest, Stein, Brevant, LG, and Zotavo. Their nutritionals and crop protection will keep your fields healthy and resilient all year long, and no one in the ag retail industry offers a broader selection of fertilizer products and services. Contact seed manager Brian Brooks at 309-582-4681. Diamond Ag, with locations in Alito, Alexis, and Knoxville, deeply rooted in quality people and quality service.
Black Friday and Small Business Saturday are approaching at 6140 Run in Galesburg. And on those 2 days, enjoy 20% off everything in the store. Yes, you heard right. All the gear, all the essentials, everything you need is on sale. 20% off on Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. It's a great time to grab gifts or treat yourself while supporting local business. Remember, this offer is only available Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. So mark your calendars and don't miss out on 20% off savings at 6140 Run in Galesburg.
All right, Jim Taylor, Ty Taylor, back in downtown Toledo, Dale Jones Auctioneer Studios. Not a fan or an AD, but I used to get pretty mad at Matt Randazzo. That's what Greg Armstrong said. So we are interactive today. 309. You can reach out 309-582-6027 or 309-371-3916. Before I ask the question about maybe somebody that has got mad about you, like a coach, maybe if
Greg Armstrong is somebody but
do you think, though, all things being equal, that the blueprint can change with how local TV is done or not? I mean, it's just we're so set in our ways, the way a 30-minute newscast works at 10 o'clock. I mean, could there be a different way to do it, or do you think there should be a different way to do it where it could, you know, just completely out of the box, somebody try it?
I got to think of what I say and how I say it, because I don't want anything to sound like spoil. I mean, everything. I left WQAD as happy as can be, and I think they like me and all that kind of stuff, but it is changing. I don't think,
I'm not saying as it specific relates to WQAD. I'm saying in general.
I think it's completely changing. I think it's to the fact where, like, you're not going to have, I think where TV is going is where newspapers at, and that's not something I'm excited about. But I don't think it's going away. I just think the way you consume it is going to be completely different. Like, if you watch the station I formerly worked at, like, they pump their 8+ app all the time. We did. We have for 6 months. Like, that's where things are going. And I don't, which stinks, because I think you mentioned, can it come back around? And like local radio coming back. I do think that, like, people will, when it's gone, they're going to miss it. People miss newspapers. I mean, and not that they're gone. I don't want to say that, but like, people miss actually like reading a newspaper all the time and all that kind of stuff. And I think, and eventually I hope people realize that the old school newscast that you would get, and you'd get your news, weather, sports, and it was important, like, continues to go back the other way. But right now it's not. And I think it's going to be completely different on how you consume it. Everything already is. You consume it now. People want it now. I've gotten 4 notifications on my phone from WQAD when I've been here, because if it happens, they don't want to wait till 10 o'clock at night. They want to tell you about it now. So
I think, too, when you talk about just like the changing landscape of just like local journalism or media, whatever you want to call it, like relating specifically to sports because that's what we're talking about, you just don't see as much coverage, right? Like you talk about newspapers going away, like local radio, there really aren't very many stations. Mm-hmm. Like we run into the Monmouth station with Sean Temple a lot, but other than that, there's not very many other, you know, schools that get radio coverage. And like you said, with TV too, it just feels like, you know, there's like less and less time you get to cover it. And in doing this, like, I just think there's such a audience for like mm-hmm. local sports. It just, like you said during a break, it's like as local as it gets, right? Yeah. People tune in to hear or watch, you know, their kid, their school, their community, whatever. And I just don't really understand why people don't get that. I don't understand it at all. I just can't get it.
Well, and you mentioned like stories of me being cranky or whatever, like people not like, I remember like losing time or saying I can't have my, this was years ago, and I would go into the newscast and I'd look and I'd be like, are you in your B block? You have a McDonald's Happy Meal story. Like, why do we have that in the show?
All right, here we go. Yeah, you know let's
like,
go.
Get rid of that because I have local content. Yeah. I would be like, I would walk out of the station, like, because we'd like, I'd have to get cut something.
Happy Meal. And are you kidding me?
I would be like, God forbid we have local sports. Like, yeah. And there's nothing more local than that. So I completely agree with what you're saying, 1000%. But the good news there is you're right. There is a consumption about it, and it's just being consumed in different ways. Yeah. And that's the exciting thing, is that don't go kicking and screaming right. to what it is. Embrace what it is. And that is the View from the West podcast. Yeah. And I got to quit pumping those two idiots. But,
yeah, right.
You know, I love them. But and those kind of forums that are there for it. There's ways to sports line. There's not that that's new by any stretch of imagination, but like those things are still out there. And that's what I want people to remember, is that like, you can still can just because you're not on TV for a certain amount of time every night doesn't mean that you can't celebrate local sports. There's so many yeah. different venues to do it, and they can be just as fun and gratifying. It took me to figure that out. I mean, making this decision was not like, I'd wake up in the morning and I'd be like, what am I doing? I call my wife, be like, what are we doing? Like, what am I doing here? Like, this is what I do. This is who I am. And she'd be like, it's not your identity. Your identity should be this, this, and whatever. And so, like, getting away from the Randazzo household and into back to local right. sports, like, you don't have to, just because you're not on TV, and you are. And, like, that's one thing I'd want to make sure, like, it's not dying. Just because I left doesn't mean it's done or any right. stretch of imagination. It's still Jay Kidwell, Corey Cuffler, you know, Joey Danya, all these guys do a fantastic job. So I don't want to sit here thinking and it's all done, but there's more ways to consume local sports than just complaining because it's not in your newspaper right. or it's not on your, but you're right. Like, it helped. We loved it when the newspapers were doing it because it helped us all out. And if you need yeah. something, just follow Brian Stocking.
Yes.
Right.
I was going to ask you, actually, I was expecting when you pulled up to see you get out of the driver's seat and Stocking get out of like the trunk.
He doesn't live with me.
I know, but I was hoping you'd pick him up. Yeah,
I would have.
I think though too, when we talk about where we're at with local media too, you know, there's a trickle down, and this is, you know, beyond sports, of the portrayal and the criticism that, you know, people want to throw out terms, you know, mainstream media, this or whatever, you know. But, you know, it's a tough job to do now because the ultra criticism that it has a trickle down effect, and people don't care that newsrooms have been decimated, yeah. right? They don't. And I always tell people, there's going to come a day when you and I'm not speaking to you, Matt Randazzo, but you, somebody in somebody's family is going to want a local story to be told. Mm-hmm. And there's not going to be anybody to tell it.
Yep.
And that's what always makes me sad. And I tell people about local radio and local media. So here in Aledo, when I first started, I would cover city council at Aledo City Hall on the first Monday and third Monday of each month. You know how many reporters covered that? Beat City of Aledo, 3,600. WRMJ, one reporter. Aledo Times Record, one reporter. Rock Island Argus, one reporter. Quad City Times, one reporter.
Yeah.
Four. Mm-hmm. You know how many there are now? One.
Yeah.
And I always tell Ty too, and we talk about this here, there has to be a bit of hokiness in local small market radio. You know, there's some things you don't want to sound too professional because
there's plenty of hokiness here.
people
trust me, I know.
So we had a weekly newspaper in this town. Alito Times Record. Yeah. And, you know, I remember back in the day people would complain about, oh, they'd misspell this or you see that this, but we don't really have it anymore. Yeah. And there's not a local editor. And people, how much people miss that. Yeah. And that's what makes me sad. And that's the example of, that's the trickle down. Who bought it? You know, Gatehouse bought that. They don't think a daily newspaper in a county of 16,000, our weekly newspaper, excuse me, is important. And that's what concerns me about, you know, I always say support local journalism. You know, mm-hmm. we have Steve Soucy on. Just buy, you know, people paywall. You know, I gotta pay $1 a month to get beyond the.
You also paywall. Pay when you go to the movie theater.
Yeah,
right?
But like, and that's the thing that how we the blueprint of what we did and how that the mistakes that were made with traditional media, how we embrace social media. We just screwed up. We pushed all our content to the digital platforms. Are not getting the return in revenue, and we're seeing people then they want to consume everything free, and if you try to charge them, it doesn't work that way. And not the genie's out of the bottle, and nobody has figured out how do we get that back. And he talked about local media, you know, going to games. I love seeing Sean Temple at WRAM, WMOI, great broadcaster. And the broadcasters I run into across the state, I love seeing. And then I miss Mark Nessler, I miss Tico Duckett. Dan McCarowitz, all the people that worked at the Argus Dispatch over the years. It just makes me so sad because I'm like, well, it's not competition anymore. We're all in this together, man. We need to maintain these media forms. So that's my long diatribe.
You're 100% right. And like, it became weird when you'd go to a Storm Media Day or someplace like that, and just there's like three of you. Mm-hmm. And that's when you see it. And, you know, we... There is competition, and there always has been, and stuff like that. But like we understand it, we get it. In the TV world, we understand what the sacrifices you're making, and all those kind of things. And so, and you become really good friends with these people. Yeah. Like you really like Jake Kidwell is like an amazing human being.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's just the best. He's way better than me. And like you mentioned NASA's, and like those people like took you under your wings. And Steve Tappa, God rest his soul, he was one of those people that always like, and Steve Batterson and all these people, Tom Johnston is still there. And that's, so I will equate what like I was talking about earlier to maybe a TJ, because like TJ's still at the newspaper busting his butt trying to get everything done and trying to keep this coverage as good as he, but like you can only do so much.
Exactly.
You know, when you have stuff going from from the Hall of Famers that I just mentioned to like just one guy, like it's tough. It's really tough to do. So support it, do it. And you mentioned giving it away and then wanting to pay. You're right. Like that's what happens is like if you want to be the first on social media to break something, well, then people expect to go to social media and break it. And then you go to click something and you have to pay, they get cranky. Yeah. But then that's when things go away. So just support local, especially if there's a former sportscaster trying to start something local.
Well, actually, and like local. You said earlier too, where like when you do this type of work, like in media, local media, especially where it's like a smaller type area, like you become the face of it. Where that's why I feel bad for some of those outlets where, like you said, the, you know, staff has been slashed or the people that are there, like, and have been there for a long time. It's like, you know, that they're mad at that person. Yeah. It's not their fault. It's way above them that, you know, the staffing and the sports focus has been basically completely cut and slashed. It's not the reporter's fault. They're still doing great work. It's, you know, the ownership, right? That it's like, and that's why I feel bad is because the anger gets misplaced towards them. And it's a hard job as it is, but I imagine that makes it, you know, a lot harder for those guys.
Give me a story. So we forgot about this. Like what's the maddest, like maybe somebody, if you work with like coach or anything that they've got mad at, have you ever ran into any of that in your 25 years?
I don't know if a coach has gotten mad at me. I mean, viewers have a lot. And that's okay.
I
want an example, like some dumb, like random thing. Like why you didn't cover this, or is there anything specific?
The main thing for me is the Iowa Illinois thing.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
really?
I can do, and like I can't shake it. And so I'm sorry. I grew up an Iowa fan. I like Iowa. Like I mean, I don't. This is what it is. But like, and that's the thing is you'd have to be quiet about it. And I'd always joke, but you can't. Like I do a Hawkeye Report podcast with Tom Kakert. I mean, there's no hiding what it is, but I still try to say. So that's the biggest one. And the frustrating stuff is just the stuff that's not true. I usually just ignore it, but the stuff that's just like, you didn't do this. I'm like, and I would get mad because nobody in our area covers Illinois very good. No offense to those guys, but like we do, like we go down, like When Bielema was introduced, I was there. When Underwood was introduced, I was there. When all these people, like, we'd go down there. I did Cody Sedlock feature stories and all these kind of things. So it's like, we actually go down there and do a lot with it. So that was one of them. I was like, that's the fun thing about, like, kind of putting a retirement or a bow on, like, the WQAD stuff. I've gotten to tell a lot of fun stories. And some of the stories, I mean, Duncan Reed was the guy that, like, I think the... Some of my favorite stories to tell her about him, and you remember Duncan. I don't know if you...
Yeah, he did Sportsline like many years ago. He came out to Alito, and he was so good.
This
man.
I'm engaged to my wife, and I've been married to her for years, and something like that, like 16, 17. And so, like, we're this like 18 years ago, whatever. And we're doing, we called it Hoop Central at the time. And we did a different co-host every single week. So it would be like John Marks did it, and I'm trying to think of some other people, but like, because some coaches did it. So I'm like, I'm going to have Duncan Reed do it. So I remember Steve Smithers was the coach at Element at the time, and he corners me. He's like, what are you thinking? I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, you're going to put Duncan Reed on live TV? He's like, do you not know what you're doing? I'm like, we'll be okay. So Duncan was retired, and he was working over at Blackhawk State Bank. He'd always call my dad every birthday. Hey, happy birthday. And I went to him, and I'm like, hey, so remember, this is live TV. So you can't curse or anything. And he's like, oh, bleep, I don't curse anymore. And I'm like, well, you did by telling me you didn't. So I'm like, this should be interesting. So anyways, we go on air, and I never let him like call a highlight. I just had him like pop in here and there. So like a kid from Galesburg hit a shot, and he was like, ah, he'd cut his hair if he was on my team and all this kind of stuff. And he was perfect Duncan. It was fine. And like I said, hey, at the end of the break, I want you to just thank my fiance, Jennifer, for doing the score. She came in and did all her scores. She was Brian Stacking back in the day. Much better looking Brian Stacking back in the day. And I am right. So he would get to that point. He's like, how will I know? I'm like, you'll know. So he knew, and he's like, oh, wait, where's Jennifer? This is live TV. And like, she's offset, like on the, and she's like, he goes, Jennifer, come here. She shakes her head, no. And he goes, Jennifer, and he stands up, goes, gets my wife, brings her back up on set, and goes, this is Matt's wife, fiance, Jennifer. And we're both really happy that he finally decided to start seeing girls.
Oh, my God.
And I just looked at him and I go, we'll be right back. What do you say to that? And the best part is he slapped me in my leg as hard as he could. And he goes, I just called you. And then, thanks. I know what you called me. Yeah. Thanks, Duncan.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
That was some of the fun. Like, Duncan was crazy. He was a trip. But like the late nights, the crazy stuff. My favorite thing is going to, I cover the Big Ten tournament on a Friday. Illinois lost to Purdue at like noon, and I got done, taped something there. I taped it at halftime because they're losing to Purdue by like 20. And then we weren't going to be able to get down to the Rock Ridge, the shot by Carson Frick.
Oh, wow.
Nobody was going to get there. So we figured out during the day, I'm like, guys, we just weren't going to, it was an 8 o'clock start. And so I'm like, you know what? Like, I think Illinois is going to lose. I can tape my stuff, get the post game. I can edit on the way to Champaign or Peoria. I think it was Peoria.
Yeah, it was Peoria. Then.
And we can make it in time. So we busted butt, got to where we needed to do. We did the stuff in Indianapolis, and then we got to that, and we did a live shot with Toby after that thing hit. And we were the only media there. I remember, I won't say another station's name, six, but they stopped at Big Boy in Danville because I just didn't think they'd make it. So they were like posting pictures from Big Boy because it was cool. You ate at a Big Boy. And we got the shot. So my day started at the Big Ten tournament and ended with Carson Frick.
And that's amazing.
I will remember the best day of my life.
The story I like about that, so because I was in high school at that time, so I went with you, and John went with you to do like sidelines or whatever. And he, I remember after Carson made that shot, you know, there's like mayhem, obviously. And John stepped in front of the TV reporter and talked to Toby before the TV got
And I'll never forget that as long as I live, how dazed Coach Whiteman was in his answer. Like,
amazing.
He couldn't even like put words into what just happened.
You're not supposed to, you got to give him that dead period or whatever. Yeah. And I said to Troha, I'm like, hey, I need to grab Toby. And he's like, oh, there's a dead period. I'm like, I started my day in Indianapolis noon, and I'm the only, I'm
you just big time Matt Troha.
I'm like, there's nobody else here, like TV wise. I'm like, can I please? And he's like, yeah, you can. I was just like, that's the cool part is like, so many of these like SIDs I think of with Iowa and all that kind of stuff, and just Troha with that stuff, like they get it, and they've been so great to you over the years. You'd have to earn respect from somebody, but he looked at me, he's like, yeah. And I remember, like, we were up till like 3 in the morning like putting stuff onto social media. And I remember Carson hadn't seen the shot.
Yeah.
And so we were like getting he was leaving and we got our laptop out and we showed him the shot. And my photographer shot video of him watching the shot. And that was my story the next day. And I didn't even know about it. Like my buddy Weezy's like, hey, I got video of that. I'm like, really? He's like, it was awesome. I was like, yeah, we'll run that tomorrow. So those are the fun days.
Right. You mentioned Matt Troha. I talked to him a little bit yesterday in Bloomington. And I told him, I said, I'm going to direct everyone to you to complain about Althoff being in 1A. And he said, okay. He's like, they already are.
Bring it on.
So you mentioned Duncan Reed. So when he came out here, I can't remember what year it was. But at the time... It was pre-consolidation, so Aledo had a basketball position open. And I asked him, I said, would you ever consider, like, come in a couple years, maybe transition to a young assistant to get the job? And you know what he said? And it created kind of, not necessarily a firestorm, but he said, I'd take the job as long as I could do whatever I wanted. Hands off, I run this program, nobody tells me anything. It's complete oversight by me. So a lot of people were like, how we need to hire Duncan Reed here for a couple of years at Aledo. I'm like, could you imagine how great that would have been?
But you've seen how, and this isn't a negative thing, but how coaching has had to change over the years. Crazy. We're talking about Duncan Reed. When I started doing it, Duncan was doing Duncan and being Duncan, and and that stuff that just wouldn't go now. I mean, it's crazy how much that would be not. I mean, it's and the people we've had around here is great, and the Mercer County coaches have been awesome to me. The Rock Ridge coaches, my wife's a Rock Ridge grad, and we live in South Milan or whatever, Taylor Ridge basically. And they've been awesome to me. And that's the thing, is you become really good friends with these people. I mean, they're good people and you form relationships with them. That's the cool part, is I might be leaving WQAD or have left, but like these friendships and stuff are something that'll last a ton.
You mentioned though, the evolution of high school sports, interscholastic sports. Can it coexist with travel sports, or are a day of reckoning coming where that maybe interscholastic athletics will be secondary, and maybe it already is, to youth sports? What do you kind of see with that issue?
I never thought about it that way. Like, I do, but I think high school sports will always exist, and I think it'll always be important, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of good with youth sports, but there's a lot of bad with youth sports. That's what I always tell. I mean, I live it. And so, like, the travel baseball stuff, I mean, it's crazy. Like, all four of my boys do it, and it's nuts. And there's a lot of, like I said, a lot of good things they learn and they develop and they do these kind of certain things. But then on the flip side of it, there's not to get preachy, but I never missed a Sunday mass when I was growing up. And now, like, when we still get there, Father, if you're listening, but it's hard now. It's like, we got to flip it around and do this because that's a big thing that Pearson would always like talk to me about. It's like, Sundays shouldn't be for anything, you know, there shouldn't be sports on Sundays. And so like, yeah, that's the weird thing, is like, it is super.
And that's the biggest day now in travel sports, is Sundays.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Like, I remember a kind of a come to Jesus moment, no pun intended. When it came to this, was my oldest is a freshman at Alleman. He's a decent little baseball player, little, but a decent player. And he was going to play fall ball, and they were doing the Augustana League. And I remember he talked to me in the morning and he's like, hey, you're going to come to my game. And I was like, no, I'm like, you're fine. He's like, I'm kind of nervous. I'm like, you'll be fine. I'm like, plus you're a freshman, you're probably not gonna play. And so my wife, of course, sends me a video of like he's playing and gets his first hit. And that's fall ball. Who cares? Yeah, right. But like, that's the goal for me, is like to see, like, that's for them, it should be to do high school sports. And that's the thing, is I've missed a lot of his stuff doing other stuff. Yeah. But when you're playing Hitman baseball, like, you're gonna play 60 some games a year. If you miss one game, you're just gonna go to the next one. So I do think there needs to be like a separation of what's important, but a lot of the parents expect their kids going to be the next college basketball player, college football player, college baseball player. If they would just I always tell people, when it comes to baseball, in 25 years, three guys play in the major leagues that I covered. And that's Dakota Backus, Cody Sedlock. The best one that we had is Rock Falls, Jacob Junis. That's it. That's it. So like, while I want you to push your kids, you know, expect big things from all those kind of things, pump the brakes and realize what sports are. And sports are for, you know, teamwork, work ethic, all those kind of things to prepare you for life, not for always playing college sports and playing the professional sports, all that kind of stuff. And then when you're not good enough at them, you can just do what we do and talk about them all the time.
All right, we need to take a break here. We'll take a break and come back with Matt Randazzo from the Dale Jones Auctioneer Studio in downtown Aledo.
If you have farmland or machinery to sell, call Dale Jones of Merritt Auctions. The Merritt Auctions team have over 100 years of combined experience in auctions and real estate to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Merritt Auctions specializes in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions. For a no-obligation consultation to sell your land or machinery, call Dale Jones today.
$15.29, but I'm here.
Hi, I'm Dale Jones with Merritt Auctions. Give me a call at 309-299-6400.
Building relationships, supporting the community and service. These are the things Country Financial stands for. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat to talk about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them. See your local Country Financial representative today.
In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham.
Or Jason Potter.
In Edgington, see me, Brent Bigham.
Discover the Diamond Ag difference and take your harvest to the next level. Diamond Ag offers the top seed brands in the industry, including Midwest, Stein, Brevant, LG, and Zotavo. Their nutritionals and crop protection will keep your fields healthy and resilient all year long, and no one in the ag retail industry offers a broader selection of fertilizer products and services. Contact seed manager Brian Brooks at 309-582-4681. Diamond Ag, with locations in Aledo, Alexis, and Knoxville, deeply rooted in quality people and quality service.
Black Friday and Small Business Saturday are approaching at 6140 Run in Galesburg. And on those 2 days, enjoy 20% off everything in the store. Yes, you heard right. All the gear, all the essentials, everything you need is on sale. 20% off on Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. It's a great time to grab gifts or treat yourself while supporting local business. Remember, this offer is only available Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. So mark your calendars and don't miss out on 20% off savings at 6140 Run in Galesburg.
Jim Taylor, Ty Taylor back at the Dale Jones Auctioneer Studio downtown Aledo. I guess to recap, Matt Randazzo has not retired. How can you find Matt Randazzo now?
Yes, I've not retired. I'm launching a daily streaming sports show that'll begin in January. So if you're a YouTuber, follow on YouTube or subscribe, please. It's Off the Air. I think it's Off the Air Dazzo is the name of the channel. So yeah, Off the Air with Matt Randazzo. We'll launch it in January. We're super excited about it. And then of course, all my Twitters and Facebooks and all that kind of stuff remain. Although my problem is I can't get WQRD off my Facebook page.
I was going to ask you that.
And if you try to call Facebook, good luck. Let me know. But it shouldn't be as hard as it is. We're working on getting it done and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think they're super mad about it. And I'm not super mad.
Call letters out of your Facebook page.
That's what I get all the time. But yeah, so we're excited. We're going to launch it. It's going to be a ton of fun. I'll be doing a lot of different stuff. So I have not retired, and I'm super excited about the next chapter.
His first guest will be Brian Stocking.
I was just going to ask, will Stocking be a guest at any point?
At some point. I think a lot of people are excited about, like, you know,
he'll do the daily Riverdale Rams report.
That's the cool part about it is that it'll be, you know, a lot of local sports talk that we would normally do. It'll be less stuff that we don't do. And then we'll still stay in the high schools realm as well. So work with some cool podcasts that are maybe be going already, like the View from the West and stuff like that. So
yeah. Or Stocking could do like a Davenport public schools report too, right? How they're always going to win every game by 40.
It's amazing. Yeah. It is amazing how he will not pick against Riverdale, Davenport West, Davenport Central, or Davenport North. It's wild.
And he picks against Assumption every time.
Yes, darn him. Well, I'm glad you guys didn't put me on the spot when it came to the private public.
Yeah, no,
we'll do that. You can do that in your first show.
Just if you're a private school in our area and you're going to get punished for doing something, you might as well do it.
Right.
That's the frustration. I don't do it. For 40 years, I haven't been doing it right.
Well, yeah, I know we've got like a minute left, but I just know, like, doing this, for me personally, it's always really cool to, like, you know, meet people who are also in the profession or business or whatever you want to say, and like building, you know, friendships and relationships with them. So like for you, it's really cool to have you on, Randazzo, and I appreciate, you know, all the help and you give us, and it's cool to be able to meet people like you and get to work with them. So appreciate you coming to talk with us.
What does he mean by people like me?
People like you.
Celebrity status is what he's talking.
I put my pants on one leg at a time. I just make amazing television when I get done doing it. No, I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. No, and that's the cool part, is giving back to all you guys. And I remember coming in and doing this with your dad, so to have you do it, and like, I got four boys, I could only imagine if one of mine did something in my footsteps would be cool. So you two keep rocking and doing what you do in this beautiful palace that you have here.
Yeah, you should have, downtown Aledo.
Yeah,
you should have brought one of the boys in to be the guest griller this morning. Could have had like an omelet or something.
Hey, can he say my name one more time before we're done?
Yeah, one more time. We got 10 seconds.
Yeah, so.
I love it. You know you made it when Jim Taylor's saying your name like that with a little pizzazz. Boys, I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
All right, that'll do it for the WRMJ Sportsline, ILLINI.
This has been Sportsline on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Brought to you by Diamond Ag, your local ag retail supplier built from your local specifications with locations in Aledo, Alexis, and Knoxville. Your local Country Financial representatives, Tracy Bigham, Jason Potter, and Brent Bigham, offering insurance for your life, health, home, farm, or business. By 6140 Running Galesburg, your spot for custom-fitted running and walking shoes, Hey Dude shoes, and Birkenstock sandals, plus Red Wing and Wolverine work boots. And by Dale Jones with Merritt Auctions. If you have farmland or machinery to sell, call Dale at 309-299-6400. The preceding has been a presentation of WRMJ Sports, your high school sports voice of Western Illinois.